Okay. So the Mishnah begins, Ade Masai Chorshin Besada Ilan Ereshvias. Until when are you allowed to plow in a sada of trees on Ereshvias? Now, Perek Aleph speaks about Sada Ilan, a field of trees. Perek Beis speaks about Estei Lavan, which is a field of grain. The din of a stay lavan is only until Pesach is more chomer, because when there are no trees, so then the work is more associated with working the land. But a stay ilan is more mekel. Now, the Rosh Cirilio here says, he brings it, and it's based on the Gemara later on Daf Dalet and a Gemara in Moed Katan, that this Mishnah is talking about an Isser Drabanan. That Midioraisa is an Isser Chiyav of Tosefes Shvias of 30 days. That's both for a Stei Lavan and a Stei Ilan, it's 30 days. This Mishnah is talking about a Din Derabanan that's beyond the 30 days. So that's the discussion in this Mishnah. That's where you have the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim calls man shu yafal apri, or Beis Hillel Omrim ado atzeres. Beis Shammai says, as long as it's good for the fruit of the tree, you're still allowed to plow. And Beis Hillel says, the heter to plow lasts only until Shavuos. Ukrovim divrei elu liyos kadivrei elu. And the Mishnah points out that they're quite close. They're not so far apart. So that's the Mishnah. And again, this Mishnah is talking about a din d'rabbanan that's on top of the d'oraisa, which would only be 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ade Masai Chorshin, Ksiv, Sheshes Yamim Tase Masecha, and some of the Girsa of Tavoid, Sheshes Yamim Tavoid, which is the pasuk the Gemara is going to bring right afterwards, Vayom HaShvi Tishbos, Ksiv B'Chor Shubakatzir Tishbos. And it says, you have to be Shoivis from Chor Shubakatzir, from plowing and harvesting. Manan Kayamin. So what are we talking about? Imlin in Shabbos Bereishis, if it's for Shabbos Bereishis, and Shabbos Bereishis is the way the Gemara refers to regular Shabbos,
which is kind of funny,
happens to be that we're holding in Shabbos. But it regular Shabbos. Like Far Nemar Sheishis Yom Tavoid, and that's why we possibly would change the girsa before. So we were talking about that pasuk that we brought already. It says already Sheshes Yam Tavod Vasiz Kol Malach Techa. The Inle Inyan Shabsoy Shanim, meaning the Shabbos of the Shemitah cycle of years, Valoy Kvar Nemar Sheshes Shanim Tiz Rasodecha V'Sheshes Shanim Tiz Mor Karmecha. So we have, it says, talks about 6 years of Zriah and 6 years of pruning. Elam Eino Inyan L'Shabbos Bereishis V'Lo Inyan Shabbos Shanim Tneu Inyan B'Isser Shnei Prakam Harishonim. So let's learn that it's talking about the Isser of the Shnei Prakim Harishonim, which is a stay lavan, the subject of Perek Beis, until Pesach, and a stay ilan until the Atzeres or until it's Yafel Lepri. Well, but the Rosh Cirilio explains, and he has a girsa to this effect, that the Gemara is actually speaking about the din d'oraisa, that there's a limud, a bacharish bakatzir tishbois, that Rabbi Akiva learns that there is an iser d'oraisa of 30 days. So the girsa he has is tneu inyan b'iser, if you have the Shinu Neschos, hey, Tnei ini beiser barash shirlio ini l'taysefes shvius. Learn it as going into Tosefes Shvius. For asu rabbanon v'takinu lesser shnei prakim harishonim. Meaning the iser of the pasuk is going on Tosefes Shvius, and the iser of Tosefes Shvius is 30 days. That's the same for Stei Ilan and Estei Lavan. Same thing. The Rabbanan came and they added Shnei Prakim Harishonim of Pesach for Estei Lavan and Atzeres for Estei Ilan. But that's a Din Rabbanan. But this begins with the fact that there's an Isser of Tosefes. That's D'oraisa, which is a machloikas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmol. Because the pasuk of Becharish Bekatzer Tishbois, later we're going to see that Rabbi Yishmol doesn't hold of the whole limud. Rabbi Yishmol has a different limud for that. He holds that it comes to say that that the only ktsira that's aser is ktsiras reshus, as opposed to ktsiras ha'omer, if it's necessary to bring the carbon omer. He doesn't hold of the whole drasha. But this mishnah is going in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds of the drasha, and we're saying that on top of the issur d'oraisa, Chazal added a derabbanan. They extended the time of issur. So the Gemara continues. Becharish v'katzir tishbois becharish shekitzuro aser ezezeh charish shel erev shvius shenichnas l'shvius. It's the charish where you would be usher to be kaiser during that time. You can't plow for the type of tefuah that you would not be allowed to be kaiser. And what's that? Zecharish shel erev shvius, that's nichnas the shvius. So that's the charisha of erev shvius, which goes into shvius, as Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, it means that Chazal assered charisha for anything that would be helpful for the tvua of the shmita year, so that's this period of atzeres, or when it's not yafal apri anymore, means that this charisha is now going to be helpful for the shmita year, and that's one thing that's aser uvekatzir charesho aser. And you're not allowed to. And there's an iser ktsira, where the harisha is aser, which Rashi in Rosh Hashanah explains. That means that there's the ktsira of motzoi shvius of peris that grew a shlish during shvius have kedusha shmita. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis there has a problem with Rashi, because why is that? Tosis' problem is that why is that even Tosefes Shvius? If you tell me that they are Peiros Shvius, so they already had Kedusha. These Peiros have Kedusha Shvius. What's the Tosefes on that? Tosis learns this differently, that it's talking about doing avoda on Peiros that grew, doing avoda after Shmita on the eighth year we're learning from the pasuk. There's actually an iser to do avoda on the karka that's going to be helpful for peiros that already grew a shlish during shmita. There's going to be an iser to do avoda even on the eighth year, but it's not talking about kedusha shvius. But this is the din of Tosefes that Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is going to bring later is a machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmol. The Mishnah is going with Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so the Gemara continues. In Cain, Loma Nemar Harshin ad Rosh Hashanah. Why does it say Harshin Rosh Hashanah? Many of the Mefarshim take out the word Nemar here. The Gra takes it out and Mefarshim, and many of the Mefarshim take it out. And I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he learns that the Gemara is asking, well, practically, why are we Choresh until Rosh Hashanah? The fact is, halacha l'maisa, this din is not observed. We are Harish all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. There is no din of Tosefes, of an Isra Harishah. So the Gemara is saying, so you have a Mishnah, but the Halakha doesn't follow the Mishnah. The Gemara seems to be asking for Maisim B'chol Yom. It's not what we do. So Rav Krusboy, B'shem, Rav Yochanan.
Do we do that nowadays?
Yes. There's no Isra before Shemitah. There's no Isser before the Lamed Yom.
The 30 days that they add on.
Right.
Okay. But no extra.
There's no Isser until there's no Isser from Shavuos or after it's Yafal Pri. Yeah.
Okay.
Rav Krisboy b'shem Rav Yochanan Rav Gamliel b'Estino hitiru b'Isser shnei prakam rishayim. Because Rabbi Gamliel and Beis Dino came and they matered it. They matered the Yisra Drabanan. So, which is a very difficult concept. That's the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yochanan boy, lo chen taninan ein bezin yachol avatol divrei bezin chaveru ad she gadol mimenu b'chach v'minin. You have a call throughout Shas that one bezin cannot one bezin cannot annul or even change or exera of another bezdin unless it's greater bechachma of a minyan. Chachma means either the av bezdin is greater or the cumulative chachma of the bezdin is greater. And b'minyan, it's an interesting thing. What does minyan mean? Every bezdin has the same number, so minyan means it's broad. Minyan means that they have more clerks. One bezdin has more clerks, more chachamim that are associated with the Bezdin, that are staffed by other chacham that aren't mamish on the Bezdin, but they're associated with the Bezdin, that's greater b'minyan.
Never thought about that. So,
Rav Krisboy b'shem Rav Yochanan shem bikshu lach rosh yach roshu. So he says that the initial gzera of Beis Sham and Beis Hillel, that was done with a caveat. That if they want to change it and they want to modify it and the need comes up that they want to be chayrish, then they can. That if they want to be Kurdish, that they can. So the Gemara says, the Akru Soymin and Mishnah. So let them be Oikrit from the Mishnah. Rav Krisboy b'shem Rav Yochanan shem bikshu lachzor yachzor. That if they want to be Chayzer, they can be Chayzer. That when they change the Xera, they said in a way that if they want to be Chayzer, that they could. That even when they changed it, they changed that with a caveat also. Hesiv Rav Yoina, Hari Parshas Miluin, Hari Parshas Darim Abo, Hari Einan Asidim Lachzer. Me'ata Yakroi Somin HaMishnah. So Parshas Miluin, Parshas Doram Abo, so you'll have sometimes that something will not be Nogay anymore, and yet it's in the Mishnah. So is that really a problem, that just because it's not Nogay anymore, it's not in the Mishnah? El Kedei Lo Achia, Kedei Lo Diacha. The Ka, Kedei Lo Diacha. And here it's going to be the same thing. It's to tell you something. It's to teach you something. And the point is here to teach you of the way Chazal made their gzeiros. Amar Rav Mana, Kai de Tanin and Tamon, Shem Yomer Odom Kachani Mekubo, Yomer Lo Kedivrei Rebbe Ishpoini Shemata. He's saying another reason why we believe it in the Mishnah, even if it's not Nogay anymore. That if you say that if a, that we've learned elsewhere that the reason why we'll leave a minority view in the Mishnah is that if you say that's the way I'm a Kabbalist, that I have a Kabbalah of this minority view, they'll say, Kedivrei Rebbe ish ploni shamata. The pain, Shem Yomer Adam Shamati Sha'asar Lafro Shagosh Hashanah, Yomer Lo Be'isar Shnei Prokhom Rishon Shamata. That we left the minority view in the Mishnah, in general, so that if a person says, I had this Shita, I heard this Shita, we shouldn't think that maybe we missed the boat, and this and that Shita is valid. We'll say that's the minority view. Here also, we left this in the Mishnah because we want to be able to say that if the Isser Shnei Prakam Harishonim, that if someone comes and says, I heard this Shita, we'll say, yeah, that was before the din changed. That it could change. And it was possible for the din to change. The reason that it could change, the Moshe speaks out, is because the Isser Tosefes is Hilchos Gemirah law. And Rabbi Gamliel holds that the Isser Tosefes is Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and it was only in effect for the Zman Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, and when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't Kayim anymore, they could change it. So the Gemara here has three different possibilities as to why it would be in the Mishnah. It's either in the Mishnah because there was a caveat in the original Takana. It was in the Mishnah because to be able to project a minority view, if somebody says, I had this Kabbalah. Or it was in the Mishnah to be able to learn something. Okay. Ravaka b'shem Rav. Okay, the Gemara says, Ravaka b'shem Rav Yonasan b'shasha asru l'mikra samku b'shasha itiru l'mikra samku. When they asked it, they had support from the pasuk. When they mastered it, they had support from the pasuk. B'shasha asru l'mikra samku. They had support from the pasuk. The karsh v'katzur tishpos the karsh shikatiru asur eiza zezeh karsh shel eretz shvias shunas nafas shvias. That was the support. U'v'katzur shakarishu asur. Like we said, that was the support from the pasuk. When they mastered it, they had support. Sheishitam pavod vasit kumlav tefa mar shabbos gracious at mutar lasis v'lach hashitish darkama at erev shabbos shanim at mutar lasis v'lach hashitish darkama. When they mastered it, they learned from the pasuk that says that just like Erev Shabbos Bereishis, it's mutter to do malacha until Shkiyas HaKama. The same thing is Erev Shabbos Yisif Shonim, you're allowed to do malacha until Shkiyas HaKama. So this is an interesting thing because the Gemara in Yuma tells us there's a din of Pesach HaShabbos. So what do you mean you're allowed to do malacha until Shkiyas HaKama? So Tosfos in Moed Katan says that that's only talking about a small amount of time. It's a very small amount of time. And this is also a very small amount of time that we could accept that would be up to, but a longer amount of time that we have difficulty with. The Vilna Gaon says that the Grad Shulchan Aruch says something else. In Shulchan Aruch, it says Yesh Oimrin Tetzarech LaHoysif in Simin Kuf. It says Tzarech Lahaisif Nekol Yesh Omer to Tzarech Lahaisif Nekol Al Kodesh. The Gra says it's only a Yesh Omer because it's not for sure the halakha, because this Yerushalmi doesn't go with the Gemara and Yuma. It's my focus on Sugi. This Yerushalmi that says you're allowed to malacha until Shia, after Shabbos Hashanah, it's not going with that. So that this would be the, this is the makor that you would be allowed to do malacha until shkia. Until shkia, and also there wouldn't be tosefta Shabbos. And the Gemara is learning out from here the din of shmita as well, that you could do malacha until yes. Yes. So the Gemara asks, "Valama ada teres? Why is it? Why is the demarcation point? Why is it fluid?" The Gemara says, "Ad kan yafal apri mekan ve'elach u'menabel pelosa." Until here, it's good for the pri. After that, it destroys the pears. After teres, it's not good anymore. But tanina nechad ilan tarik ve'elcho ilan maifol. But the halacha applies to ilan tarik too. Elon Tsarek, you're not going to tell me it's good because it hurts the pears. An Elon Tsarek is a non-fruit bearing tree. The Gemara says, Ad kanu ma'avet ha-taveres mikan ve'elach u'mat ha-shet-tsarek. That before that, it's ma'avet ha-taveres, but after that, it's mat ha-shet-tsarek, which means that it thickens the stump until that point. But after that, it weakens the stump. So even for an Elon Tsarek, there's an impact, and when it's not good for the tree anymore, not good for the fruit by a fruit bearing tree, not good for the stump by a non fruit bearing tree, then it's evident that the person's doing it to ready the ground, and at that point it's a problem. It's a problem of tosefta shvius. Now the Gemara asks the Yakroish. This is a question altogether. Why is there ever an issue for an Ilan Sara? The problem is only to prepare to do work that's going to help for fruit, that the land is going to produce fruit. Why is there ever an issue with an Ilan Tsarek? The Gemara says, "Mitok shiodeh shematet karefes al Ilan," because he knows that it weakens karefes of the tree. Afuin miskavam avodas haaretz. Must be that his kavana is only for the avodas haaretz. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Krovim divrei elu," in the Mishnah. Why did the Gemara not, the Gemara 80th, the Mishnah 80th lists all the different Mishnayos where Beis Hill is more machmer than Beis Shammai? The Gemara assumes that that's the case over here also. That Beis Hillel is more machmer than Beis Shammai, that his man comes earlier. So why was it not listed among the Kulei Beis Shammai and the Chumrei Beis Hill? The Gemara says, Pa'amim she'enak shamim mitsuyin, ein alechem mitsuya. Sometimes there's no rain and there's no moisture, and when there's no moisture, it's actually detrimental to be plowing even before Atzeres. And for those cases, it's actually comes out as a plumra of Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. And v'was lachrish over here, so v'was lachrish kodim Atzeres kizivrei Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel oimrim ad Atzeres. And it's true that in most cases, it's going to end up being that Beis Hillel is more machmir, but the Mishnah Idiots only lists cases where it's categorically more machmir of Beis Hillel than Beis Shammai. We'll take it from Alafa Beis. I wanted to add. He's usually more makel. Yeah, but in general, in Shas, he's more makel. But in most cases, he's more machmir in this, because usually Atzeres comes first. Before it's still yafal apri, still Atzeres comes first. But there are cases when it's not.
By the time you said that it's going to be 7:30, I already committed to 7:15 shift.
Okay.
We're not going to do it always at 7:30.
No, just tonight because of the.
Yeah, because of the.